Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vav and Adalaf on the fifth line, Nikav Lefilish. Nikav Lefilish Mibifnim Kosher. If the Esuk had a hole that did not penetrate the central chamber, it's valid. This follows our Mishnah that says that if its ukutz was removed or it had a hole but was not lacking anything, then it's valid. If a black esuk grew in a place where esuegim are usually green, it's invalid. But if the esuk actually grew in the land of Kush, where they are usually black, then it's valid. The Mishnah taught that an esuk that's green like a leek is the subject of a mechlekes. In order for your Yehuda to disqualify, must it be exactly the color of a leek, or it's invalid even if it's like the color of a leek? Amaloi should say, Gehen Kaltinun. It must be exactly like a leek to be invalid. Ezu Yerakra Kibayurukim. The Gemara asks a question, and we have a Tosefta in the Goyim in reference to a colored mark found on the garment or leather, that says that only a green of greens or red of reds color causes the tumor of Negoyim of Suras. The Tosefta asks, what is green of greens? Rav Elazar Omer, Keshava Ukushoshanas Kamel. The first answer is from Rabbi Lovu, who says that it's like wax and like the Carmel rose. Carmel is a place of vegetation. Simchus Omar, Kekanfe Tavas. The second answer is Simchus says it's like peacock wings. Ezu Adam Dam Shabbat Dumim, Zo Zehiris Amuka. What's red of reds in the Tosefta? It's deep crimson. Vachu Omar Achein. And the Gemara asks, well, Tosefta describes green as the color of wax, which is like yellowy, but here our Mishnah describes green as the color of a leek. And Rabbi Pinchas Shnehi Taman Dechsev Yerakrak. Rabbi Pinchas answers that the Tosefta is describing Yerakrak, our Mishnah is describing Yerak. We come now to the next Mishnah, Shir Esuk Cotton, Rabbi Meir Oime Ke Egoiz, Rabbi Yehuda Oime Ke Beitza. What's the minimum size of an Esuk? Rabbi Meir says it's the size of a nut, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's the size of an egg. V'hagodol Kedesh Yerchoiz Es Shnehem Biyadoi Achas, to Rabbi Yehuda. The maximum size of an esrog, Rabbi Yehuda says, is as long as he's able to hold the esrog and the lulav at the same time in one hand, then it's valid. Rabbi Yosi Omer Afila Echa B'Shtei Yadav, Rabbi Yosi says, even if it's so large that he must hold it in both of his hands, it's still valid. The Gemara says, esrog HaBoisa, a boisa esrog, which is a not fully grown esrog. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein HaPri, Rabbi Kiva says, it's not a fruit and may not be used for the mitzvah of Avaminim. V'Chacham Omer Pri, Chacham say, it is a fruit. Rabbi La and Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that Rabbi Shimon follows the opinion of his teacher, Rabbi Kiva, just as Rabbi Kiva says that a boisa esrog, an unripe esrog, is not a fruit. Rabbi Shimon says that a boisa esrog is not a fruit in the Mishnah of Maseches Maasos, where Rabbi Shimon rules that a boisa esrog is exempt from Maasa because it's not a fruit. And Rabbi Yasa, V'chi kol shehu kosher v'luluv chayv v'masus v'kol she'ein kosher v'luluv eina chayv v'masus. Are you suggesting that any fruit that's valid to use as one of the abominim is obligated in masus, and if not, it's not obligated? Hativ ben hawi menumal hawi hu gadol b'defus hawi hu osik gadol hawi hu pasul b'luluv v'chayv v'masus. Well, Wapachi esrog, an esrog that grew in a mold, an esrog that's the shape of a ball, are all invalid, but they're not obligated, but they are obligated in masus. Mestavra to Bshimon, Yoyd Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva la Yoyd Rabbi Shimon. It's logical to say that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Yoyd Rabbi Kiva, Dechsev Pri, Vein a Pri. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Akiva as the pasuk says fruit in reference to the esrog, and this esrog cannot be classified as a fruit. Rabbi Kiva la Yoyd Rabbi Shimon, Havi Manuma, Havi Galabuf Tufus, Havi Hu Asik Radur, Havi Hu Pasol, Belulu Vachai Vemasas. Rabbi Kiva does not agree with Rabbi Shimon because a patchy esrog, an esrog that grew in a mold, an esrog that's the shape of a ball, are invalid, but they are obligated in masses. Anan tanin an ke'egoiz, if tani tani ad ke'egoiz. Our Mishnah taught that the minimum size of an esrog is the size of a nut. There's a braisa that teaches us that the minimum size is until the size of a nut. Manda ama ke'egoiz, ke'egoiz atzmai kosher. Manda ama ad ke'egoiz, ke'egoiz atzmai posel. The Mishnah the rules that if the esrog is exactly the same size as a nut, it's valid. The braisa rules that until the size of a nut is valid, but not if it's as small as a nut itself. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yila have a ksiv kapos tamarim, yos leif ksiv ela kapos tamarim. Afilu ze biyadei achas veze biyadei achas. Rabbi Yosef said regarding the end of the mission that discussed the maximum size of an esrog, if the pasuk would have said v'kapos tamarim means and a little branch, I would understand that he must be able to hold it in one hand together with the esrog. But since the pasuk says kapos tamarim, it's sufficient if you can hold one in each hand. They say that Rabbi Akiva once entered the shul with a very large esrog resting on his shoulder.